What's up, guys? This is Scott from Iron Will Strength. This is episode 165 of Strong the Iron Will Way. As many of you guys know who live local here in Maine, it's been nice for like 2 days. I don't know what it is, April something. Finally been nice. So yesterday hit up in the 60s. Today's in the 60s. So yesterday took my kids to the playground for a little while. And then we went off to stop at the Dairy Corner, which is a neighborhood ice cream spot that kind of signifies the beginning of summer for a lot of people. So once that place is open, you know, it's on. So it's kind of a standard that you have to go by. It's kind of a, like you gotta go, right? So we go by, get some ice creams, we're hanging out, and within the first 5 minutes of being there, it just became so obvious to me. Probably more than three, but I'm gonna just list three things that I observed that are contributing to the massive rise in obesity in this country that's been happening for the past 10 to 15 years. More upsetting to me is the unbelievable rise in childhood obesity that I'm witnessing. And then also just the straight up difficulty that people have just losing weight, okay? Number one, my kids are trying to decide what to get, and they start asking me what they're allowed to have and this and that, and they're rattling off all the options there. So what stood out to me, number one, is 10 years ago, maybe 20 years ago, when you went to get ice cream, it was fucking ice cream. Like ice cream, a cone probably, and then maybe some sprinkles, maybe some kind of toppings. Now, you got literally fucking pieces of candy bars they're putting on top. All different types of coatings, all different kinds of cones. The cone's actually covered in chocolate. Then you got the ice cream that's got probably chopped up candy and shit in it. And then you can get five fucking things on top of it. So there's the first problem, right? It's like, go ahead and have some ice cream. But just have ice cream. This is like five or six desserts literally at one time, okay? That's a fucking problem, okay? The society has become so gluttonous that has become normal to eat like that. That's how bodybuilders who've been starving for 6 months eat post-contest. That's called binging. That should not be a Sunday after the beach, stop on the way home, get an ice cream, and have that fucking shit. Number two, the size of these things. My kids, I told them all to order kitty cones. The kitty cone would have been more than enough for somebody my size, and I'm 210 pounds, and that would have been plenty for me. My kids are 50 and 60 pounds, and they're eating two giant scoops of ice cream in a waffle cone that you could fit both of my fucking hands in. That's a kitty size. A kitty size, again, 10, 15 years ago, when kids were all appropriately sized and very few kids were overweight, was a scoop on a little small wafer cone that was probably 3 inches tall. These kids are literally eating out of a foot-long waffle cone with like two giant scoops and whatever assorted bullshit they want on top of it. So not only are we eating five desserts at one time, we're eating those five desserts are also the size of three desserts. You know, we got dessert. Let me clarify, by the way. They got dessert. The kids got dessert at a restaurant the other day. And they ordered, like, the guy recommended the ice cream. It was like a chocolate chip cookie ice cream kind of sandwich. I've never seen anything bigger. These cookies had to be 8 inches in diameter with 3 inches thick of ice cream in between. And then they cut that in half. And that was both kids got both halves. It was just cut in half for to make it easier to eat. They couldn't put their mouth around it, okay? Again, this is being served, and I'm thinking this is why kids are obese right here, because they're being served this as dessert on a normal basis. This isn't a fucking special occasion. This is just a random night at dinner, and these kids are eating this stuff. For ours, it was a special occasion because we were in Boston for the night, but I imagine for many families, getting dessert is normal, and that has become the new normal. So compare that to you know, a couple scoops of vanilla ice cream in a bowl that might have been 15 years ago, we would have no problem, okay? But with these crazy concoctions that are called desserts and the monstrous amounts we're having problems again. So, guys, you can have ice cream, a little bit of ice cream. You can have a little bit of pizza. Here's the thing. You can't have a monstrous ice cream with five different fucking things on it. That thing is literally the calories for 2 days, probably, for a normal person. No exaggeration. You will have no chance of achieving your physique, health, and weight loss goals if you eat that shit ever. You have to train yourself to go and have smaller sizes. Get the smallest size they offer. Get the one with the least amount of shit. It's still a treat. You can still have vanilla ice cream, chocolate ice cream, coffee ice cream, whatever. But don't get all that extra shit in it. Eat like you're an adult, not like you're fucking 10, okay? Number two, you gotta cut the portions down. Again, if you wanna look at the difference between having two slices of pizza, you know, again, when pizza was simple and it was just pizza. Now you got double stuffed crust. So you got a pizza, which is already bad enough from a nutrition / fat storing standpoint. Now you're gonna throw in some more cheese in the crust, thicken up the crust. Maybe we'll throw some pepperoni in the crust too, okay? That's a problem. If you wanna have a slice of pizza here and there to crush you're dying for a pizza and you've earned it and it's been a long time since you had it, great, have a piece or two. You cannot eat this double stuffed crust shit. Have a normal slice of normal sized pizza. And again, what is your size of a slice? What I'm picturing in my mind for a slice might be 1/3 of the size of your picturing, because if you go to those places that have these monstrous slices, again, that's becoming the new normal. Also a problem. Number three, at some point, guys, at some point it comes down to mental fucking strength. How much do you want it? And how much can you fucking withstand as far as temptation? If you don't have this, if you don't have the ability to delay gratification and have enough mental strength to say no, you're fucked. You have to develop that strength. It doesn't matter what program you're on, who writes the diet, who fucking cooks it and delivers it to your house. If you don't have the mental fortitude to stick to your plan, you will not be successful. You will try every different thing, and it all comes down to the fact that you just can't stick to it. You have to be tough. I sat through that ice cream ordeal yesterday. I didn't have an ice cream. I didn't even have a taste. Now, I'm not saying that to brag about my mental toughness, but what I'm saying is I realized 5 or 6 weeks ago that I have to eliminate dairy. So eliminating dairy has been a fairly easy thing for me to do because I just made the decision on that day. I'm fucking done. But prior to that, I had dairy all the time. I love dairy. You don't think that sitting there, I was dying to have some? Of course I am. I'm a normal person. So is everybody else that you see that's in good shape or whatever and is resisting the temptation. You know, people that have to get up really early to work out or go to work or do whatever to be successful, they resist the temptation to stay up all night watching fucking Game of Thrones because they know they got to get up early and be rested to be successful. They would like to do that just as much as anybody. I would like to stay up all night doing that and drinking all night, but I can't and I don't, right? So I want pizza and I want ice cream just as much as everybody does, but I'm willing to forego that for gratification later, right? To be successful at, for me, it's eliminating my food allergies and feeling better and feeling healthier. And I've accomplished that already in like 5 weeks of eliminating dairy. So I'm fucking mentally tough, man. I'm just ready to not do it. But that's a skill. You have to develop that. You know, I credit years of competing as a bodybuilder with my favorite part about all that was learning the mental discipline to say no. And to just, you know, people will say, oh, but it's the first weekend of spring. I gotta have Dairy Corner. Oh, I can't go there and not have ice cream. I love ice cream. You can't? Seriously, you can't fucking sit in an ice cream shop and not eat ice cream? Like, if you are not mentally strong enough to do that, what the fuck are you gonna do when you're faced with real problems? What are you gonna do when you're faced with real challenges, right? How are you gonna handle, you have the opportunity to steal something and no one's around. You can't resist having fucking ice cream? You're gonna resist that? You're gonna stay faithful in your marriage when you can't resist a fucking ice cream cone? You know, at some point, you just got to draw the line and say, hey, I'm this is not helpful to what I'm trying to accomplish. I have a goal to be healthy and to lose weight or to look better and feel better. I'm tired of feeling this way. I'm tired of looking this way. Eating ice cream will not help you feel or look better. You can't even figure out a way to rationalize that. There's a lot of shit you can rationalize, oh, I need the carbs in pasta so I can have that before my workout, after workout. Oh, I need cereal. You can't fucking justify ice cream. There's no way, shape, or form that is helping you on your journey to look better or feel better. So don't fucking eat it. If you need to eat it, right, it should be infrequent, small, and as the least damaging option possible, okay? Too many people are just giving in to their cravings without really challenging themselves to withstand it. You know, get a cup of coffee, bring it with you, and drink coffee while everybody's eating ice cream. Because you know what? It feels good. Once you've done that once, let me tell you something. Once you've done that once, there is a really good feeling about being able to watch people. Because here's the thing. I would be willing to bet you almost everybody, if not every single one of the adults, because the kids hopefully are not self-conscious enough yet, every adult sitting there eating these giant fucking ice creams, every single one of them in a couple months when it's time to go to the beach will be dreading going to the beach and taking their clothes off. Guaranteed. They will be stressing about what to wear. They will stressing about how they can stay covered up, trying to find a fucking swimsuit that's flattering and miserable. And yet here they are a month beforehand eating monstrous ice creams with no, they're not correlating those two things at all, okay? Because they don't have the discipline to understand that the behavior today is going to affect that feeling. When you make that decision to not do that shit, it feels really awesome to sit there and sip your coffee and look at everybody else eating ice cream, and you can smile to yourself knowing that you are beating them right there in the mental toughness game, and that if you stick to this, when it comes time for summer, you're going to feeling a hell of a lot better than they are. Trust me on that one. So I'm asking you guys, really, push yourselves mentally as much as you do physically. You guys are all tough physically. I know that from watching people in the gym. But what makes a difference is the mental toughness. That's what's going to make the biggest difference in your success as far as eating, fat loss, all that goes. But it's also going to help you in everything in your life. And that's, again, why I love this whole thing, is that if you can do this with ice cream or pizza or whatever your little vice is, and be mentally strong, think about how much more prepared you are for future challenges that are bigger than that, that are going to come your way in your life. Because you know what? They're coming. So I want you guys to be prepared. Later, guys.